Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace, praise the Lord. We're going to get started in just a moment.
Who's on the line?
I'm here.
But who is
I? Isaiah.
Okay, great.
Irene Briggs.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Where?
Isaiah, put your phone on mute.
Say what?
Isaiah, put your phone on mute.
My phone already on mute. That's not me.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. And we're still giving a few moments for everyone to sign in.
Praise the Lord, it's Sister Melba.
Praise the Lord, Sister Melba.
Myra Butler.
Praise the Lord, Myra Butler.
Good evening, Kimberly Whitner.
And so,
hey, Kim.
Sharan, if you want to praise the Lord, Sharan, if you want to take a moment maybe to take the attendance to see if we are still waiting on others to join us.
Yes, ma'am.
Darnell.
Barbara?
Yes?
Darnell. Okay, we're just calling you to see who's here. Darnell?
Yeah.
Maddie? Bernardo? Doug, Sam, let me know who's all on his line, please. Sonia? Auntie Mango? Auntie Pearl? Auntie Bessie? Yolanda? Mail.
I'm here, Serena.
Okay, great. Lisa. Anna. Otmar.
Hello.
Kareem. Jalita?
Hello?
Yes. Pete? Is this you? Mikhail? All right, that's it. That's all I have on my list.
I'm here, Sharan.
Okay, Kim. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for taking this time out to join with me tonight. I am Pastor Belinda of Raising the Standard Ministry. I spoke with Sharan earlier on this week, and she's been sharing with me information regarding her grandfather, and she wanted me to take this time tonight, of course, to pray with you. But what I wanted to do before I pray, I wanted to find out if there are other ministers that are on the line who would also like to participate in the prayer as well as possibly share a scripture for tonight. If there are other ministers in the family.
No, Pastor Belinda, not on this line.
Okay, okay. No problem. I am going to go. And if I could for a moment just get a brief update on where we are as far as how your grandfather is doing today at this particular moment and where we are as a family, if I could get an update on that from you.
Well, he's doing okay at this moment. They had to attain him because he pulled out his oxygen level early this morning and brought it down to 25% of his oxygen. And they were able to bring him back, thank our God, back to 100% of his oxygen as of this moment.
Okay, all right. And so he has been a little bit, I guess, a little bit combative, probably because of, I'm sure, the medication they're giving him and just, of course, age and being in the hospital setting. Are you all able to go in and see him?
No.
Okay.
I can be able to talk to him on the phone, and he really can't hardly hear that good due to the machine is running. So he can't hardly hear that well. But he are talking and he are eating. His blood pressure is doing good. His vital signs are doing good. It's just they're trying to bring his oxygen levels back down to 3 for him to be able to come home.
Okay. Okay. Well, it does sound like they are believing that he can come back home, and that's a blessing. So we want to definitely believe God for that. I want to, if I could, have Sharan to read for me the Gospel of John 14:27, and if I can have another reader, and then after the second reader, we'll go into prayer. But I just want us to read a couple of scriptures of peace so that we can definitely rest in the Lord, knowing that God is faithful to his word. So we're going to do right now, Sharan, if you could read the Gospel of John chapter 14, verse 27.
Unfortunately, I can't do it right now at this moment because I'm at work right now, and I'm about to put my phone on because we're about to go in with this client.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, then I will read the scripture, and that's the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I just wanted to give you those words of comfort tonight that in Jesus we have peace. He is our Jehovah Shalom. He's our abiding peace, our place of peace. And even though life kind of throws us different situations, many of them unexpected, the one thing we know for sure is that God is certain in all things. He's constant. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Nothing catches him by surprise. And so he knows the situation, and he knows the heart the family right now, even as we are going through this time, and we're trusting God to do exceedingly and abundantly, as the word says, above all we can ever ask or think. And the scripture goes on to say, according to the power that works in us. And so even tonight, as we begin to pray, as we connect together, I want to encourage those of you who will. And I do have my mentor on the line with me as well. Mother Gray is here, and I'm going to ask her to open up the prayer, and I will close it out. But we want you to release your faith as we go before the Lord in prayer. We're thanking God that he is already doing well right now, and we're hopeful that he will exit the hospital and come home. He will exit and come home by the grace of God. We want to join together with you in your faith, if that is what you're believing God for, and we want to believe God with you. Mother Gray, you're on the line. I want one of the family members just quickly, she just was able to join us on the call, share with her what's going on. I'm sorry for you to have to repeat it, so that she'll know how to pray effectively, as well as share his full name for her.
Amen.
On behalf of our father, of James Johnson, and on behalf of the grandfather of the kids on the line, and thank God for us at this moment praying for him. Right now, it's going on with his lungs.
Mm-hmm.
The COVID has taken over his lungs. So he's now on the breathing. He's not on the breathing machine. Sorry about that. He's on oxygen. It's giving him between 10 and 12. When he get ready to eat, the only thing they said is that he could just eat for a little while. And then they have to pump the oxygen machine up to 12. And this morning, he pulled his tube out. His level went down to 25, but he was in the midst of cold. They did revive him back and brought his level back up to 100%. They had just maintained where he won't be able to pour his oxygen tube out his nose. So that basically is what's going on with that at this moment.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry to have asked you all to share that again, but I wanted her to make sure she had all the information. Thank you so much. And we are certainly standing in the prayer of agreement with you all tonight. And we believe by faith, even as the scripture says, two of you touching and agreeing in anything, I will do it. And so tonight we want to just stand with you. Mother Gray, if you can go ahead and open us up in prayer, and I will close us out. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now, God, to stand in the gap for our son in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. But first, God, we want to ask forgiveness of our sins in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sins of omission, sins of commission, we want to, hallelujah, ask you to blot out all of our transgressions and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we want to forgive all those that have trespassed against us, because you said if we forgive those, hallelujah, glory to God, you would forgive us. So we ask, my God, hallelujah, for forgiveness tonight in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, we send love to all of our family members, our friends, and our enemies tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, hallelujah. And then we ask that you let the hallelujah words of our mouths and the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we know you as a God that heals. According to your word, you said that you sent your word and it healed us. Hallelujah. So, Father, here we are in the name of Jesus. You said if two or three of us would touch and agree on anything that we ask you, you said that you would do it.
Yes.
And then, Father, you said, according to Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given, seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be open. Father, you didn't stop there. According to Matthew 7:8, you said that he that asketh shall receive. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. We stand, hallelujah, in the posture, my God, of receiving tonight. Hallelujah. God, because we've asked you and we've come, my God, touching and agreeing, God, with the family tonight. Hallelujah. That this, our son, my God, will be healed. You said if we had confidence in that which we ask you, my God, hallelujah, that you have heard it, we will have what we ask, my God. We're standing in confidence tonight, my God, in the name of Jesus, that you are hearing us in the name of Jesus. You are the creator of, hallelujah, of the body, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the beginning of time, you breathed into Adam the breath of life, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So now we're asking you to breathe in this, our sons, hallelujah, lungs in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are the ultimate machine, my God, hallelujah. Ah, you can breathe, hallelujah, in him, and he will breathe properly in the name of you, Jesus. My God, we want you to breathe with the breath of God. Hallelujah. In his lungs, in the name of Jesus. I speak to his lungs right now in the name of Jesus. I command them to function properly in the mighty name of Jesus. Ah, yes, oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. We breathe. Ah, yes, sir. Ah, we breathe. Yes, sir. Oh, God, breathe for him right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to forgive him of his sins, my God. God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We want you to, hallelujah, glory to God. Accept our request tonight. In the name of Jesus, we want you to request. Yes, accept our request tonight in the name of Jesus. We know you as a miracle worker, sir. You said you sent your word and it healed us. And be standing on the very integrity of your word tonight in the name of Jesus. You said miracles shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. And we are a people of belief tonight, in the name of Jesus. We are a people because we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. We speak life. Hallelujah. Into his body right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Show that you're still a miracle. Yes, sir. A miracle worker, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Show, my God, hallelujah. That you are still a miracle worker. In the name of Jesus, glory to your name, God. We know you as a miracle worker, and we know that you can do it in the name of Jesus. Ah, my God, you call Lazarus by his name, my God, in the name of Jesus. And he got up, hallelujah. Yes, God. So, my God, hallelujah. We're standing in the gap, hallelujah. Glory to God, because we know that you've already breathed into him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because you woke all of us up this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus. You woke all of us up this morning. You are the same God, hallelujah. You are the same God that we're praying to. The God that woke us up this morning. The God that have allowed us to breathe all day. My God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, Lord, hallelujah. Let him breathe in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak to his brain in the mighty Savior. And I command his brain. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. To send a signal to his lungs, my God. And hallelujah. Command them to function in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, I believe you tonight because you said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, God, I believe you tonight because I ask
you, my God. My God,
thank
hallelujah. Prophetess, hallelujah. Thurington, believe you tonight. The
yes,
family,
Lord,
believe you tonight. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
have faith
hallelujah,
that you can do this,
Jesus,
my God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, God,
God,
we're going to tell you
healing,
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah.
We're going to tell you thank you. We're going to tell you thank you.
In the name of
my God. Because he's going to walk out of the hospital in the name of Jesus. He'll have a testimony that you're God and that you're able to do exceedingly. You're able to heal. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God, we not only pray for him, but we pray for all of those that's in the hallelujah. You see where he is in the night. In the hands of God. Let there be a miracle in the name of Jesus. In the entire world, my God, in the name of Jesus. Bless his family, God. Touch his family now in the name of Jesus. My God, the mother, the father, the grandmother, the grandfather. Oh, my God, the siblings, the cousins, the aunts, and the uncles. My God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, please, sir. Please, sir. Please, sir. Show him that you're God. Show him that you're God. My God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, show them that you're God. I believe you tonight. I believe you for this, God. I believe you for this, God. I believe you for this, God. I believe you, God. I believe on you. My God, in the name of Jesus. We know doctors have, yes, they have the science of medicine, but you are the ultimate doctor. My God, you specialize. You specialize. You specialize. You're the rest. You're the respiratory specialist, my God. You're the pulmonary specialist in the name of Jesus. Oh, you're the Payessa. You, my God, the respiratory specialist, my God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that's concerning, my God, the pulmonary area, my God, you are the specialist. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, God. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, God. Show them that you're God. We asking you for a miracle. Another miracle, God. Another miracle. We asking you for another miracle. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm asking you for another miracle. Yes, I am, God. Yes, I am, God. I'm asking you for another miracle. Yes, I am, God. Yes, I am, God. I'm asking you for another miracle. I live for you, God. I live for you. I live for you, God. I live for you, God. Give him another miracle. Give him a miracle. Give him a miracle. I stand, my God, asking you for a miracle. In the name of Jesus. I stand asking you for mercy. My God, in the name of Jesus. You're Jehovah Jireh. We are at the place, my God. We are at the place called Jehovah Jireh. And you said you would provide. So we are asking you to provide right now in the name of Jesus. Provide air for him to breathe in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. 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 Yes,
God. Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes,
God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. Thank you. Rest on every family member. Rest on every family member. My God, hallelujah. Increase their faith, my God, in the name of Jesus. That there be no wavering, my God. There be no doubt, but there be positive thinking, hallelujah, that he will walk out of the hospital in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise, and we give you glory. It's in your name that I pray. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
see.
Hallelujah.
Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thy heart, so shall thy sons be safe and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
And
all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so our rest and our confidence is in the God who made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Knowing that he knows all things. Hallelujah. And that there is nothing too hard for him. Hallelujah. Jesus, and the comfort that you have tonight, family, is knowing that God is God all by himself. He is Alpha and he is Omega.
In the name of Jesus.
And he is ending.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. And in him there is no failure. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. So I encourage
thank
you to rest in whatever decision you make. Rest, hallelujah, in all that you do. Rest in the Lord and trust him and know that he will be peace to your heart and peace to your mind. Hallelujah. And you can just walk it out. Just walk it out with God in this season. Walk it out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. For those of you, he's your father. For others of you, he is your grandfather. Thank you, Lord. But walk it out with Jesus. Ah, glory to God. You don't have to go ahead of God. Just walk with him. Walk with him. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. You don't have to jump to know anything too soon. Just walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Let him guide you. Let him direct you. Let him give you what to do. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to be
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Be anxious for nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. But in all things, by prayer and supplication, make your request.
My God, continue to give him strength, Jesus.
Make your request.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard and rule and keep your heart and mind. Let him keep your heart. Hallelujah. As you rest tonight, I pray that you let the Lord keep your heart, that you let him comfort your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And again, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for taking this time tonight to join with us on this line. Thank you so much. And we pray, hallelujah, that the Lord has touched your heart and given you peace even as you exit this call tonight, and know that we will continue to pray with you, continue to pray for him. And Sharan, just keep me posted so that we'll know, hallelujah, how things are going. But again, we love you, hallelujah, and we are praying with you. God bless you. Yes. This concludes our time of prayer for tonight. Go in peace. Love you, family.
Amen.
And we love you,
Pastor
Dean.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Love you, family.
Love you guys.
Love you,
guys.
Back.
Love you too. In the name of Jesus.